In the 19th century, one of the most destructive trends in political history made its appearance in the Islamic world. Radical nationalism. Some Muslims fell under the influence of the Western ideologies imposed upon them. This played a role in the fragmentation of the great Islamic states, especially the Ottoman Empire. With the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, the great majority of Muslims found themselves colonized by Western powers. Before the colonialists withdrew decades later, they drew up artificial borders. When combined with the radical nationalism disseminated among Muslims, the region turned into a quagmire. Ethnic differences within some Muslim communities became sources of conflict. The different Muslim ethnic groups who had lived in the same land until recently suddenly found themselves living on different sides of these artificial borders. Soon, these artificial nations began disputing with each other over borders and other matters, and feelings of hostility arose. A 100-year-long period of instability had begun. Today, union has still not been established in the Islamic world, and a great many Islamic countries are struggling with political, economic, or social problems. This, in turn, is one of the major obstacles to a helping hand being extended to needy Muslims. As in Palestine, Kashmir, East Turkestan, Moro, and a great many other places, today, millions of innocent Muslims are oppressed in these occupied regions. Millions of needy women, children, and the elderly are waiting to be saved from oppression. Moreover, there is great poverty, hunger, and backwardness in some Muslim countries today. One of the main reasons why no permanent solution has been able to be found to these problems is that the Muslims of the world are far from enjoying unity. In fact, however, all Muslims are responsible for protecting the rights of other Muslims and meeting their needs. Islamic moral values require Muslims always to act in a spirit of unity, to engage in solidarity and cooperation, and to be brothers in religion. As God has revealed in the Quran, the believers are brothers. In the Quran, God reveals that there will be terrible chaos in the world in the absence of Muslims' union. Those who do not believe are the friends and protectors of one another. If you do not act in this way, protect each other, there will be turmoil in the land and great corruption.